Where do you want to go in life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Where do you want to go in life? We all ask ourselves this question from time to time. We ask ourselves this question when we seem to be getting nowhere quickly. Where do we want to go? Is there such a thing as purity? Is there such a thing as truth? Is there such a thing as honor? Is there such a thing as integrity? Actually, these things don't exist in most of our lives, because we allow ourselves to do things that are not harmonious with who we are. Now, it's easy to say, okay, if you are a Buddhist, you will read the teachings of the Buddha, and you will read the philosophy that goes along with Buddhism, and you will remain true to that philosophy. You will not try to pick up the Catholic philosophy and understand it, or pick up the Muslim philosophy and understand it, or pick up any other philosophy and understand it. You are not here to be a broad-spectrumed individual. You are here to be who you are. Now, if you are a Buddhist, and you stand in the Buddha's shoe, you are going to be very careful about everything that you read, and everything that you think, and everything that you say. You're going to make sure that it's consistent with whatever it is that you have chosen as your belief. If you're going to be a man, you're going to act like a man, live like a man, be a man under all circumstances, and do that in your most beautiful way. If you're going to be a woman, you're going to be a woman to the ultimate of the woman's degree. You're going to be a fine quality woman. Everything that the word woman means, that's who you are. Everything that is of value, that is fine and good and beautiful. Things that bespeak women that are not fine and beautiful and good are not anything that any of us want to embrace. The same goes for anything that is a man that is not fine and good and beautiful, we don't want to embrace. Well, anything that is not a Buddhist, if we are a Buddhist, we do not want to embrace. The other philosophies may be all very significant and meaningful and powerful and supportive and wonderful, but if we are going to have more than one master, more than one philosophy, more than one way of life, we're going to find ourselves getting into an awful lot of confusion. And confusion does not lead us into any happiness at all. I know many people in my life who are of a different faith, who are of a different philosophy, who believe in different concepts. All, basically, human concepts are alike. A human being believes in certain basic things, but when you start going off into the realm of your philosophical concepts, your philosophical concepts take you off into many different areas. And if you're going to be a Catholic, I always tell my friends, if you're going to be a Catholic, be the very best. Don't go waddling and wading and tripping around in other cultures, in other philosophies, in other ways of thinking, in other theologies. Stay in your own way. Not that you're against anybody else. That is not a very beneficial thing. You're not against what other people want to believe. That's their choice. But you do believe what you want to believe. And like the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. When you believe in a certain philosophy, you'll surround yourself with people of that philosophy. Now, we have the tendency and the opportunity to surround ourselves with a variety of philosophies. The newspapers, the magazines, television, radio, all the media have given us an opportunity to be exposed to different philosophies, different philosophers, speakers who speak on different subjects and bringing different topics to our mind. And we think, oh, yes, 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 let's go for that, let's go for that. Let's understand it. Let's be eclectic. Let's go into all these other thinking. And that's great. Now, if you are true to yourself, you cannot be false to anyone. When we walk our spiritual path and we are true to ourselves, we don't go trying to make amends so that other people will fit into our philosophical pattern. We don't try to go around looking for similarities between their philosophy and ours. We stand firm only in our philosophy. Oh, but that doesn't give for much discussion. That's true. We're not here to discuss. We're here to find out what it is that we believe and to live it. We're here to find out what it is that we believe and we live it. My wife had always confused me as we were in our early years of marriage, and we'd go to the theater and she wouldn't like what she was seeing in the theater, and she'd walk out to the lobby and sit there and wait for me. And I'd think, oh, can't you just sit there and wait for me? Now, she was the wise one. She was not about to put into her consciousness any type of philosophical thought, any type of emotional thought, any type of story thought that was not who she was. If that was not her belief, she just said, I will see you later. I won't tell you, you should not watch that, you should not do this, but I don't. I can only be true to myself. And how wise she was. How wise she was. How wise are we? Do we stand forth in our philosophy so strongly and powerfully and wonderfully that we are tuned into it in our heart, in our soul, in our being? If we feel we have to read all of the other philosophies and study all the other philosophies and follow all of the other leaders and understand what they're having to say and judge them, oh, that's the worst of it all. We look at them and we say they're good or they're bad or they're coming close to what we believe. No. If I stand in my belief so strongly and so beautifully, I don't have to talk to other people about their belief. I don't have to go around trying to encourage people to follow my belief. My purpose on the face of the earth is to be myself and have fun, to follow my belief, to follow whatever it is I hold true to my heart, whatever it is I hold true to who I am. My sister ran a typesetting business with her husband, and they were quite happy and quite successful. And one man came to them and said, I would like you to publish my books. I'd like you to typeset them and get them ready to go to the publisher. And my sister said, well, what are the books all about? Well, they're pornographic books. And my sister said, well, I'm afraid you'll have to find yourself another typesetter. We do not want to sit all day long setting that sort of type and reading that sort of material and proofing that sort of material and making sure that it's correct according to your standards. That's not where I want my mind to be. That's not where I want my thinking to be. I do not want to sit in pornographic material all day long. No way, no way. I don't do it in private. I'm not going to do it in my business either. I don't need that money that I would make from doing that. I would rather go without. And she went without. And so, who was the next client that came along? The universities. The universities in town there that asked her to typeset their publications. And she had her VIP typesetting corporation, and she did a beautiful job, and she was happy all of her life in the type of work that she accepted, and the type of things that she chose to put into her mind and into her business, into her life. Now, can we be so pure and so true? Can we turn down business when it means money in our pocket just because we have to do something that does not harmonize with our philosophy? We're all going to be challenged all the way through life. We're going to be challenged in many, many ways and many, many times as to what our values are. And if our values are so weak, and if our values are so strange that we have to accept things and do things in our life merely because we want someone to like us, we want someone to approve of us, we want someone to think that we are a very brilliant person, or that we want to make money off of something. Whatever the case may be, whatever it may be, any time we walk away from our philosophy, whatever it may be, from our teaching, whatever it may be, from our understanding of truth, whatever it may be, whenever we walk away from it, or whenever we are in juxtaposition to it, we must rewrite ourselves. We must turn around and walk the right path, walk the pure path, walk the single, the narrow path, as they say so often. And why is the path narrow? Because it's not eclectic. It's not a path where I know Buddhism, and I know Hinduism, and I know Catholicism, and I know Mormonism, and I know all of these different faiths. When I was in college in Chicago Theological Seminary, we had to study many of these different philosophies. And as I studied them, I said, that's why I don't follow that. I don't agree with that. And then, but I had wasted my time. I had wasted my time. It wasn't really a terrible thing, or maybe it was. But the thing is, I should not have been doing that. I should not have been taking comparative religions. I should not have been doing those things, because in doing those things, I opened my mind to some other thoughts. And then I might think, well, maybe they've got some point there. Maybe they've got... If you're going to be true to your own truth, your own attitude, your own way, you must stand true in it. And if you stand true in it, you will be a very, very happy person. When you talk to people of different religions, and these people are true to their religions, they're devout beings in their own faith, they're usually very happy people, because they haven't got several masters. They're usually very content in their way of life, because they have found something that means something to them. Oh, it may have its flaws, it may have its areas where they don't quite understand it, but that's true of anything. We have to make selections. But if there are areas of your philosophy that you don't quite understand, then perhaps if you studied that area of your philosophy that you didn't understand, you might come to a realization that it wasn't meant to be an all in all. It was just meant to be something to think about, something to cause your mind to wake up, cause your attitude to open to a new direction. But a new direction in your philosophy, in your way of thinking, in your pathway. I have so many people who hear my lectures and who come to my talks and who enjoy my seminars, who read my books, and as we get together they say, oh, this is so true, this is so true, this is so true, all is God and God is all, and I am God and God I am, and things like that. Oh yes, this is so true, this is so true. But we shouldn't go out and say I am God first off to everyone. We shouldn't go out and say I am God to everybody, because everybody's not ready for it. And everybody, isn't it? Well, we don't have to say I am God to everybody. We say that to ourselves, because that is the truth. We say that we believe in what we believe. We say that of ourselves. We don't go out and pronounce it to the world. We don't go out and try to get the world to believe it, because whether the world believes it or not, as far as we know, as far as we understand, that's the truth. And if a man is a man, and he goes out and tries to act differently than a man, and you say, well, you're a man. And he says, no, I'm not. And you say, yes, you are. And he says, no, I'm not. Well, you don't argue with him. If he wants to pretend, and if he wants to act differently from a man, then let him be. Let him walk his path. You're not going to change him because you know the truth. You can look at him and you can say, you are a man. You are everything that the word man means. And he says, no, no, no. And so why try to fight with someone who is not interested in knowing the truth as you understand it? Because it doesn't work. Be true to yourself. Follow your own self. When you see a movie that is not to your liking, leave it. Don't put it down. Don't demean it in any way. Just leave it. When you are in a conversation and people are talking in a way that is not harmonious with you, change the subject lovingly. Change the subject. Bring up something. Oh, hey, I got something exciting. And talk about what you want to talk about. Or leave the conversation. Or do not create that person and their philosophy in your life. Create only in your life who lives up to your values, the people, the circumstances, the things that are your value. Create them only in your life. That's the only thing that you want in your world, is a reflection of who you are. If you believe in yourself, if you stand up for who you are, then nothing else matters. But if you're trying to be friendly with everybody, if you're trying to be one with everybody, if you're trying to be somebody who fits in everyone's shoe, everyone's philosophy, well, good luck. Because you will go nowhere fast. You may live in an eclectic universe that is seemingly harmonious, all working together. But why are the Catholics so strong? Because they believe in what they believe. When people choose not to believe what the Catholics believe, they leave the church. And when people who are outside the church believe what the Catholics believe, they join it. And the same is true for any other teaching, any other religion, any other philosophy. I say to everyone, if you're going to be a Catholic, be a good one. Be the best. Believe in the Pope. Believe in all of the things that the teaching offers to you, and stand behind it 100%. Herb, are you a Catholic? No, not at all. I just say, if you have a belief, stand for it. Stand for it so assiduously, so powerfully, so joyfully, so meaningfully, that all the world recognizes you, who you are. Yes, who are you? Who are you? You are the being that you are. And stand up for that being which you are. It is not up to me to tell you who you should be. It's only up to me to tell myself who I am, where I'm going, what is important to me. And when I say those things and live those things and act those things and be those things, wow, what a wonderful life I have. Yes, unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. Man, know yourself. Be yourself and have fun. Can each of us say of ourselves that whatever it is we believe, that we know what we believe, that we stand up for that 100%, and we stand behind our faith, we stand in front of our faith, we stand around our faith, we are our faith, and anyone who looks at us and sees us at all, they say, oh, that person is, and then they name what our conviction is. Oh, that person is a golfer. That person is a Catholic. That person is a Protestant. That person is a school teacher. That person is a businessman. That person is a mother, a father. That person is a child. That person is an adult. That person is whatever. That person is a good driver. That person is good in everything they do. What does the world say about you? Have you painted on your exterior the picture of who you are, or is on the exterior of you what you have painted, a confused being who is willing to follow any will-o'-the-wisp, willing to follow any program that is currently in vogue? It's all a matter of how well we want to live our life. And you see, people who live their life thoroughly convinced of who they are, they live a life of harmony and peace and wholeness. They do not have the tension, they do not have the anxieties, they do not have all the worries that go along with confusion. And they have a peace that passeth all understanding in their heart, their soul, their being. And to each, life is a joyous experience to be lived every moment in the now, and to be thoroughly enjoyed in all its wonder and all its goodness. We make that choice today by being true to who we are. I know who I am, and I'm true to who I am, and I'm a very happy fellow. And I see each one of you true to who you are, and you are very happy too. And you know, I love you. I love you. I love you.